Power 94, they be JTT, it's the homie Big Tula. This is End of the Chat, where every Saturday morning we focus on local players, local coaches, local programs, or local perspective on hip-hop and sports. You have entered the chat. We're about to have the second part of our interview with Chattanooga Prep Basketball, the three-time state champions. All right, so we got the three championships we've been talking about. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what's next look like.
I had to get Mr. ACL in here. Mr. ACL jumping in with us, Mr. Cadence Collins. Man, missing the season with that ACL tear after having your great summer that you had last year, and now going back into summer, being cleared yesterday from that injury. What are you looking forward to most this summer as far as that goes and heading into next year?
Just getting better, getting out there on the court, playing pros, like open runs, and just getting back that to my normal self.
And being on the bench every game, seeing these guys out there competing, still being an impact even though not on the court. What was that like for you just this season, being that impact and having that leadership mentality from that bench?
I'd say it was a little hard because sometimes when my team was out there struggling, I wish I could be out there. But just watching my brothers just play together, it was great.
Yeah, definitely. I think just from my perspective or what my two cents, I think that's going to help you a lot next year, just that you've had that experience of I can't go out there and help, mm-hmm. but next year, obviously, you can.
Yes, sir.
All right, this question is for Kentrell Watkins Jr. Last year, you know, of course, was on the team, and you had a bigger role this year. So tell us what that felt like.
A whole bunch of people left in the summer, and a lot of people didn't think we was going to make it. Moving up to 2A, Coach Merz pulled me in his office, let me know my role, what I need to do. I said the challenge, got on the court, and stepped up, yeah.
Yeah, so how'd that feel to make it to the championship and then actually be, you know, starting and a lot of defensive plays that you made, making a lot of the right looks, you know, getting a lot of assists and stuff, some blocks. So
posterizing.
Yeah, yeah. And then, the game before, what was that, the second game y'all had? Yeah, it was the first game. I remember you were on, like, every outlet had that picture where you made the guy fall, like, flat. Like, I never seen nobody straight, horizontal.
I couldn't scroll to a different post on Instagram without seeing that.
So how'd that feel?
Playing in state the first year, I was a two-minute guy getting in the last 2 minutes of the game.
But you got dunked, though. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So going up there this year, felt like I had a lot to prove. There was still a lot of doubters. Couldn't let my team down, couldn't let my city down. So, yeah.
And it felt good seeing those pictures?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right. I know he's probably going to blow it up for you, ain't he? Yeah, I already know. I already know. All right, now this question is for TJ Foster.
Tasmanian Angel. Yeah, TJ.
All right, so tell us what it felt like to play this season. What does it mean to you?
Just felt great. You know, coming from Ridgeland, little school, little opportunities, not much to do, coming to Chat Prep, giving me the opportunity to play on a bigger stage, play bigger competition, just put me on a stage where I can be seen. It felt great just to have that opportunity.
Let's talk about that dunk that kind of like, that was when y'all all started feeling it then. Like everybody, like the swagger changed. It was like, at that point, it was the celebration started. That was the beginning of the celebration. So before that though, you were like limping around. Did you really hurt yourself? Was that just to trick them? Or because you missed that other one that you would, like, what was that?
It just kind of hurt a little bit. Like, my knee's been hurting all season. Just sharp pains and stuff. But other than that, it was nothing major. I just had to come out for a little.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was like a psychological thing you were trying to do with it. Because the next thing I know, you came back in and first thing you just took off. And so what'd that feel like getting that dunk and knowing that was, at that point, that was kind of like the exclamation point on the game?
Coach set me out. I just been talking to Coach Cam. Coach Cam talked to me. He was like, if you get the ball, you're going to try to block it. Go up and just dunk on him. I mean, we just outlet the pass. They didn't get back. Trail pass to me. It was just me, him in the rim. I just went up, tried it, and it went in.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. The team we played, they was in our hotel that whole week. Mm-hmm. The guy that he dunked on was one of the main ones talking crazy to them that whole week.
Wasn't he their leading scorer the previous two games?
Yeah, I thought so. It goes a lot with that dunk. Even if y'all saw it on the sideline, you know, usually when he get a tick or anyone of them get a tick, I'm furious.
That's the first thing I noticed.
But when I saw him go up on one of the main guys that was in the hotel just talking noise, like, I really couldn't.
No, you congratulated him.
I couldn't tell you what I said to him, but you know it was an amazing feeling. It was an amazing feeling. You know, I know he can sit here try to be nice on you know how the dunk came about, but you know, man, it was a great feeling because once again those guys were talking smack the whole time in the hotel. But you know, give credit to my guys; they stayed humble. Mm-hmm. They went to their rooms. They did what they were supposed to do. They didn't say anything to the opposing team, mm-hmm. and that's why that dunk was powerful to me.
And the tech was worth it.
Chill out, but also. Good stuff.
Yeah. It was usually, you know how when they say like, don't say the kicker doesn't miss and then he misses. Mm-hmm. But like right then I was filmed it and I was about to post and I was like, they're feeling it. I was like, it's over. And then I hit it. So they had posted that one because I knew that was done. That was an amazing game, man. That was a good dunk. Two of the seniors, Ree Conley and DJ Roberts. I know you've been getting some offers. We've been seeing some of those on social media and stuff like that. Some of the teams that have reached out to y'all. So give us some of those, some of the opportunities y'all might have.
I'm committed to Free Harmon.
Yeah, I saw that. And they just won the NAIA, right? And that's where Rodney Henderson, where he's at. So, all right. So tell me what you looking forward to that.
Just going there. I'm excited to join the winning program. Mm-hmm. Me coming from a winning team. So I'm just looking forward to helping win another one.
What about you, Reed?
I got offers from UT Martin and lately UMass and Northeastern have been contacting me, and we just like cutting down the list, and I basically have made a decision, but I'm gonna like post it and announce it soon.
All right. Well, when you do, make sure you hit us up so we can make sure we share that information. All right. Anybody else want to mention? Because I don't think we asked you who all. I know I've seen some of them, but if y'all want to, Bobo, Joel, who all's been offered you so far?
Montlow, Covenant, Chas State, recently Bethel University. Yeah, there's those right now.
All right. Good luck on that, and let us know when you decide. Great. Say your name and then who else offered.
Corey Anderson. I don't have no offers, but I'm gonna go to Tennessee State and try to walk on.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. You got this. All right, Coach Cam, you want to say something? Coach Leah, you want to say anything? Anybody else want to add into it?
I'm always on the other side of the fence to it. Uh-huh. Our program is so cold. Our manager last year went to school, and he the manager at MTSU because he been in the glass house so many times. They said, man, we just going to go and plug you in with a job, bro. You already know your way around the building.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. I also want to comment on y'all's, the whole program, like even the social media, y'all got it all covered in all bases. Like it looks like it's a huge program. I mean, like if you go and look at all the stuff y'all do, you always got people covering it. All the visuals always look good. And we also want to talk about the parade coming up. So we got to celebrate. So tell me about the parade. That date is.
Hey, speaking of the social media pay, I know she's sitting back here all quiet. You know, she does most of the social media for.
It's a good job, man. Very good job.
She does a phenomenal job, Coach Leah Conley. AD Leah Conley, my little sister Leah Conley. She's gonna give more details about this parade as well too.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate y'all having us come out. So the parade is May 8th. We was looking forward to it being in April, but you know we got to get the city blocked off, mm-hmm. the streets blocked off, and everything. So it's gonna be May 8th at 9:30. So
right.
We're going to start at Redemption, same as the year before last.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to it. We got a band coming. We got Brainerd coming. Mm-hmm. We got different schools that are participating, and that just shows you the love that people have for Chap Prep. I know we always talk about, you know, the negative of things, but it just shows you, you know, the love that people have for Chap Prep. So we got different schools that are going to be participating, similar to the first year, but it's going to be 10 times as better because this is something that's huge. I'm not from here, but I do realize the significance of winning 3 in a row.
Yeah.
Very hard. Very difficult. So.
All right. So we'll make sure we're there May 8th, 9:30, starting at Redemption. And then, again, appreciate y'all coming.
Appreciate you.
And thank
appreciate
y'all again. Congratulations. Every one of y'all, man, just want to say congratulations again. Y'all did a great job again. And we look forward to more from you. So anything you want to say to Chattanooga that's listening right now?
Lord. I don't know if I can see it right now. just thank you for the support. Naysayers as well, thank you all. You know, of course, you know, you're going to generate a lot of, you know, fans that do hate, you know what I mean? You know, but like they say, you know, if you're not doing anything right, you don't have no critics. But fortunately, we're doing something great over at Chattanooga Prep. Big shout out to all the parents. Big shout out to the faculty and staff over at Chattanooga Prep. Big shout out to my coaches, even the players for, you know, just buying in the whole season, the whole year. Even though it was challenging, it was difficult. But once again, you know, for us to pull off a, you know, three-peat, I'm glad these guys were able to, you know, see the fruits of their labor. So thank you, Chattanooga.
All right. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Big Tula
and Nick with the stats.
It's End of the Chat on Power 94.